Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined by the Frontier Community College Bobcat coaching staff for baseball, right?
That's Brandon Benton
is here. How you doing today, Brandon?
Pretty good.
Who did you bring along with you?
I brought two of my assistants, Jimmy Brenneman, pitching coach and recruiting coordinator, and then Zach Gertz, who works with our catchers, helps out with recruiting.
Okay. And are they busy this time of the year, or are they getting ready to be busy?
I think we're all busy this time of year.
Because when's your first game?
February 8th.
February 8th. Okay, guys, what does the season look like for the Bobcats?
It's looking pretty good right now. We're a young squad, but it's looking pretty good right now.
All right. You like what you see out there, huh?
I do.
Okay, Jimmy. Zach, what do you think?
I can go with the same. We'll be young. We'll be good. We're going to take some lumps, but it's real exciting. We have a lot of talent all around the ballpark.
Is there any place better to play baseball than F&B Field?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. You know, I walked into class just the other day, and there were people already out there playing catch. So I was encouraged. All right. We're going to talk Bobcat baseball. Brandon Benton, Zach Gertz, and Jimmy Brent.
Brenneman.
In just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Brandon Benton and Jimmy Brenneman and Zach Gertz from the Frontier Community College Bobcats. And now you got a kids' day coming up, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What day is that?
It'll be on the 21st, Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, they got no school, so.
That's right.
All right. So have you made plans in case there's snow?
We'll be indoors.
It'll be indoors,
yeah.
Okay.
This time of year, I mean.
All right.
We don't plan anything outside, so we'll actually be at the new facility in town, Carter Athletic Academy. Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there yet.
It's great. It's right over there beside his trucking company.
I hear good things about it.
Well, I want to say it's about 8,600 square feet, all netted inside, so it gives us the opportunity to do things like this.
Okay. Are you doing a lot of training there? Or?
Yeah, we'll be training there. The baseball team, we work out there.
Oh, okay.
For some of our practices. If it's nice outside, we'd love to be outside, of course. But, you know, today it's about 30 degrees. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to get snow this weekend. So definitely on those.
Indoors is better.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, Jimmy, what's your job for the 21st when the kids come in? What are you going to be doing with the kids?
We'll kind of run through a bunch of different things. We'll go over defense, pitching, hitting. Base running, kind of a
base running,
whole breakdown of
that's
of
the most
game.
Important thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely the most undertaught part of the game.
Okay, and what is your what are you adding to it, Zach?
I'll be doing the same thing. We're gonna kind of focus on just the basic fundamentals there and try and teach the game right and you know really promote quality baseball around the area and really you know. Grow our brand.
Okay. All right. So how do kids get signed up for this clinic coming up on the 21st?
Well, there's no internet sign up. I've done that in the past, and it turns into a little bit of a he said, she said, and then you have no shows. So what we do is you show up the morning of, and we'll have from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be drop off, or I think it's maybe 8 to 9 a.m. We'll be dropping off the kids. We'll start. We'll run a morning camp. We'll go through the afternoon, lunchtime, and then they'll pick them up at 1. So just come in and right there when you walk in the door at Carter Athletics, there's a desk, and
okay.
We'll have a waiver form and a sign-up sheet, and that's where you'll
And how much does it cost?
$60.
$60
per kid.
Okay. And they get a head start on Little League for the summer, right?
That's right. So Well, not the summer, for the spring.
Spring, and yeah. Spring baseball.
Yep.
Right. All right, I got to get to spring baseball.
Can I add one thing to that?
Sure, go ahead.
That is open to boys and girls, too. I've gotten a few emails about that.
So okay. A few phone calls.
Clear right. That up.
Okay. Is it, so Jimmy, is it the same for boys and girls teaching baseball? Baseball, softball,
a lot of it's the same, especially at a younger age.
It's
a lot of the mechanics are the same.
Okay. All right. The mechanics translate, even though you're throwing the ball, pitching the ball different.
All right. Yeah.
Pitching is probably the biggest difference. Yeah. If you look at, and they have some slap hitters in softball and different things, but if outside of teaching slap hitting, hitting is hitting.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Throwing is throwing.
Right.
Fielding is fielding. Base running is base running. And there's some different rules with softball, with base running and pitching, but we don't quite dive into all that stuff. It's really just the basic fundamentals.
It's just fundamentals.
Yeah, the age groups we're looking at are 6 through 12-year-olds. So.
Okay. So 6 through 12-year-olds will have something to do on Martin Luther King.
Come out to Carter Athletics. We're going to be having a lot of fun. It's not just going to be us. We'll have our team there.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of big, strong athletes running around that are helping out as well.
Okay. So the kids can get to interact with the players that they'll be seeing when the spring season home games at FNB Field, right? Mm-hmm. All right. let me talk to Zach for a moment. You're working with pitchers and catchers, right?
Catchers and hitters, yeah.
Catchers and hitters, okay. So what do I not understand? And let me tell you, I understand very little about baseball other than the ball is round and about this big. what do I not understand about catching?
Oh, I mean, if you look at the past couple World Series championships, there's one thing in common, and it's a strong catching base. They're kind of the middle linebacker of baseball, the captain on the field. I mean, they have to focus on hitting and defense, and more importantly, they have to control a pitching staff. And a lot of the games, played between the pitcher and the hitter, and the catcher is going to control a lot of that, and they face the field. And I always say kind of a good catcher is like a good umpire. If you don't notice them, they're probably doing their job. So it's a huge leadership spot, and it's a position that just is very underutilized and undertrained, and we're just trying to improve that position all around.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Jimmy Brenneman, Zach Gertsch. I'm getting that right?
Zach? Yep.
Okay. And Brandon Benton from Frontier Community College Bobcat Baseball. Got a big baseball clinic for kids 6 to 12, right?
That's right.
6 to 12-year-olds, boys and girls, on January 21st, Martin Luther King Day. Day they don't have school. Drop-off is at 8 o'clock at Carter. It's Carter Athletics?
Carter Athletics Academy.
Carter Athletics Academy. It's on the city's west side. You can't miss it. And we will talk more about the training day coming up and then about spring baseball coming to Frontier Community College in just a few moments.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
One of the financial principles that I have found of working with people that build wealth is you become who you hang around with. You don't let your kid run around with juvenile delinquents because you know your kid will be a juvenile delinquent. We know that. Did you know that your income will be within 10 to 15% of the average of your 10 closest friends' income? Some of you are going, I need some new friends. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Jimmy Brenneman, Zach Gertsch, and Brandon Benton from Frontier Community College's baseball team. And so we've got the Kids Day coming up. Kids training is Martin Luther King birthday day. January 21st, 8 o'clock, Carter Athletic Academy, and starts at 8, goes to 1, $60. Kids learn everything they need to know about baseball. Can you just crush that all into one day?
Well, in
such a short time.
Well, it's a kids' camp, so it's going to be skills and drills and fundamentals and things like that, but it's about having fun, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, 6 to 12 years old. it's not exactly, we're not going over in detail probably the things that we're teaching our players. Uh-huh. It's more of a basic understanding, and it's about having fun.
All right.
We're trying to create growth in a positive way for baseball in the community.
Okay, Brandon. So not only do you have that coming up, you got Prospect Day coming up. What is Prospect Day?
Well, it's a showcase.
Okay.
It's a showcase for kids in the area, local communities. As far out, I think we have some kids coming from probably two and a half hours away. It's a showcase that they come in on the 19th, and they're just going to showcase their skills. It's
January 19th or February?
January 19th.
Okay.
It's a tryout. We still have some spots available for this upcoming year.
So it's like open tryouts?
Basically, yeah, but it's kids come in, we'll run through a little bit of everything. We'll work on, we'll let them hit in front of us, then field the ball, throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Catchers will catch, block, throw, pop times.
Okay.
So we'll do a little bit of base running there to get some speed, like home to first times. But arm strength, want to see outfielder's arm strength, want to see infielder's arm strength. So
right.
We're looking for the skills that could help us.
Okay.
You know, some players in the future that could impact us in a positive way.
Okay. So Jimmy or Zach, which one of you are in charge of recruiting?
I'm the recruiting coordinator, but Zach, he also
okay.
helps with recruiting.
All right, so who are you looking at strong coming up?
Well, we've got a few arms signed right now that are pretty high quality guys. I think will come in and make an impact next year. But there's a couple guys in the local radius that we're.
Okay.
Taking a look at so.
And to go along with that, the guys that we're bringing in, more importantly, they're good character guys. They're fitting a culture that not only, you know, helps grow our brand, but really acts the proper way in the community.
Okay. And it's one thing about the athletics at Frontier Community College, you have them involved in the community, right?
We try our best.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, you got some guys lined up to help somebody move this weekend, right?
We do.
But still waiting on the snow, huh?
Yeah. It's you ask any of these boys, you got to remember they're 18 to 20 years old. All you have to do is feed them.
Oh, okay.
You pretty much get whatever you want out of them.
There will be food. All right. So, Jimmy, do the kids understand that when they're coming in that they're going to also be involved in the community?
Yeah, I mean we're baseball coaches, but we try to grow them as people too, and take care of the people that help take care of us.
Okay, so is it easy or is it hard to recruit for Frontier Community College because it's a young baseball program?
Yeah, early on there's challenges. I think with this incoming recruiting class, you'll see a lot. Guys coming from closer range than years past.
Okay.
But year one, we kind of used our Texas ties where Coach Ben and I came from and pulled a lot of guys from down there up here. So they're enjoying the colder weather now.
All right. I'm sure they really thank you for that. All right. So you came from Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So is that where you're originally from, Texas?
No, I'm
Brandon,
from,
meet you down there?
I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. All right. And how did you get into baseball coaching?
Well, I played.
Okay.
I played junior college baseball, and I played at Campbell University down in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of independent ball as well. And
okay.
Coaching was the next best thing, so I switched sides.
All right. Zach, how about you? You came from Texas too?
I came from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, the big thing.
So this is a warm up for you.
Yes, it is. It's a little south. So the big thing in Omaha is the Men's College World Series. It's a Division I tournament every year. And ever since I was a little boy, our family had season tickets. So I grew up around baseball and fell in love with it.
Okay. And so, did you play in college?
Yeah, I played at a junior college in Iowa, and then a 4-year in Kansas, and then began my coaching career.
Okay, was it a natural slide into the coaching?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. It was determined by my ability set.
Okay. All right. In other words, you sat in the dugout and you told everybody what to do, right?
Tried to, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And the coach went, you know what? You should get into coaching.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking to Brandon Benton, Zach Gertsch, and Jimmy Brenneman from the Frontier Community College Bobcat baseball team. And prospect camp is coming up on January 19th. What time does that start, Brandon?
We'll have registration at 9 a.m. And we'll give it an hour for registration, then we'll start at 10 a.m.
Okay. It'll all start at 10 a.m., and you could possibly play for the Bobcats this season if you look good that day.
This is for fall.
For fall.
So this is for the 19-20.
Well, yeah, you could eventually play for the Bobcats.
Right.
Okay. All right. It is prospect camp, January 19th, 9 a.m., and we will be back in just a moment.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.
You know, Earl Nightingale used to say, the problem with hitting your goals is not what you're willing to do to hit your goals. The problem with hitting your goals is what you have to give up. You want to lose weight? You got to give up some food. You got to give up some sweat on the treadmill. You want to get out of debt? You got to sell some stuff. You work extra. You got to not spend so stinking much. You're not in Congress. Quit acting like it. Right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Brandon Benton, Zach Gertsch, and Jimmy Brenneman from the Frontier Community College Bobcat baseball team. Let's talk about one of the things you brought in, Brandon, was the Halloween game. How'd that go this year?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. We raised about $300 for the community for the Dr. Scranton Memorial Fund.
Right.
Couldn't do it without the community involvement, and mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun. We ended up taking the trunk or treat over to the Bobcat Den area, and
made a night of it.
Yeah, we did. We had a PA announcer, Bruce Dickey, came back, and you know it's always good to hang out with him. And
that's right.
It was fun.
If Bruce is there, you're going to have fun.
Well, he is the life of the party.
And he had all the M&Ms and. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in costume.
That's
didn't
right.
have the dinosaurs this year, did you?
No, I really can't remember. There was a lot.
There's a lot of costumes out there. Okay. And then you've got the... why is it important to you as a coach to have your team involved in the community in that way?
Well, I think it just goes on about trying to create or trying to help develop the whole person. When we look at development, the easy part is the baseball development, but then you try to develop the person side of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that our players understand that giving back is a lot better than receiving a lot of times. So that's, to us, that's important. And this community, Fairfield and the surrounding communities, help us do what we do. And there's a lot of really nice people here. I learned a long time ago the bricks don't make the place, the people do. And we have some really great people in Fairfields, and I think a lot of them, our team at least, is that have met some of these good folks around here. You know, there's a lot of people that kind of taking them in, feeding them for a Sunday lunch, different things. So it's good people here, and I think it's important that guys understand that it's not just about baseball all the time.
Okay.
There's a lot of other parts to life.
So do you have, on things like the night when all the kids are coming in, or coming up on the 21st when the kids come in to train at Carter Academy, are they in awe of the players?
The young kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean... It's fun. I mean, you got to go back to being a 10-year-old again and seeing a big old 6'4", 225, you know, pound athlete.
Okay.
And you go, wow, that's what I want to be like. And so, everybody has fun. I have fun. I can't wait for my boy to be old enough to come do something like this.
Okay.
You know, when I was growing up, they didn't have this type of stuff for junior colleges in the communities.
Right.
They had it at the bigger universities, the Division One of the world, you know,
okay.
the Mississippi States, the Ole Miss, the Southern Miss. You had to travel 3 hours or something to go to do one of those, and they were about $300. So, you know, for us being right here, having a place, you know, right across the road, and like Carter Athletics, to do something there is pretty big deal, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the spring season coming up. What's opening day?
We open up on the 8th. We'll be in Mississippi. We'll go down and we play on the 8th and 9th. We got Mississippi Delta Community College, and then we play Cahoma Community College, both pretty good programs down in Mississippi.
Okay. Home opener is when?
Home opener, I think it's, I'd have to check my phone, but I want to say it's probably around the 20th.
Around the 20th.
Yep.
At FNB Field, February 20th.
FNB.
All right. You think it's going to be big ceremonies for the home opener?
No, typically, you know, your home opener, everyone, you know, that's kind of everybody. The national anthem's a little bit different for the first game of the year.
Right.
But that's really it. I mean.
Okay. All right, Jimmy, who are you excited about seeing on the field this year?
You know, I don't really
team
have,
as a whole, huh?
Yeah, I don't have an individual I'd like to point at. I've got a lot of guys I'm excited to see compete.
All right. So, do you have a recruit that you're just glad they're here?
Oh yeah, all of them.
All of them. Okay. How about you, Zach? You got one player.
What are you trying to get us to say? Trying to get us to point out one guy or something? It's not about one guy. It's a team effort.
A team effort, right? Exactly.
I will say that. Us coaches have kind of had cabin fever, so seeing the guys back, it brings an excitement.
You're just waiting to get
us
on the field.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So are the kids ready?
Well, they're getting ready.
They're not kids anymore.
We've been swinging the bat for a few days and throwing the ball around.
Okay.
Over at Carter Athletics, and we feel like first practice is today, the January 10th, so we feel pretty good about it. But yeah, we got less than a month for our first game. There's a lot of exciting things going on.
It's going to be a great season, right?
We're hoping it's going to be a warm season.
A warm season.
Last year was a little bit cold.
Warm and dry. That's what we're looking for.
That's it.
All right. Is there anything else we need to know about?
Well, I think just come out to the ballpark this year. And I know it's a little difficult with our schedule and work schedules, because we're playing at a Tuesday at noon or a Thursday at 1, and that's tough for folks to get out. But our weekend games at home, I think we're gonna have, you know, we'll play doubleheaders. We're gonna bring in. I like to think we have one of the toughest schedules. We put together a really tough schedule, and I think that is good for our guys down towards, you know, the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, as things pan out the way we hope they do. But yeah, it should be a lot of excitement. There's a lot of talent on the team this year, and a lot of good kids, a lot of high character, high integrity kids. So it sure makes my job easy going to the ballpark when you got a lot of good kids like that. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Let you talk about Martin Luther King, the Kids Academy, coming up. Give everybody this spiel one more time.
Well, it's Martin Luther King Day on the 21st. You just come out, and registration is from 8 o'clock, starts at 8 o'clock. The camp will start at 9. You'll pick them up between 12 and 1 o'clock later on that day. And it's basic fundamental skills and drills. So we're going to be going over everything from base running to infield defense, catching defense, outfield defense, pitchers, work a little bit with pitchers. Then we'll do some hitting. And it's kind of a crash course. We'll be doing a little bit of everything. And we'll do a little bit of competition at the end, a little bit of fun, teamwork type stuff. So, you know, in the summertime, we like to do the slip and slide. We work on base running to have a good time. So we got some things coming up that are going to be a little bit of a surprise. I'm not going to spoil it here.
Okay.
But we have a surprise for the kids that are coming in. So it'll be
and
a lot of fun.
It's for boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Age 6 to 12.
Yes, sir.
All right. That is on the 21st. And then the prospect camp is January 19th. That starts at 9 o'clock at Frontier Community College. Thanks, guys, for coming in. It's all over now.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Anytime.